We're here on KSOM, Chris Vonnie along with you. It's time to talk wrestling. Why not? When we got a four-time state champion with us who has announced that she is going to be playing wrestling or doing wrestling at a major school. Molly Allen of Riverside is going to Oklahoma State to become a cowgirl, and she joins us here on KSOM. Molly, congratulations. How's it feel to finally make that final decision?
Yes, it feels great. It's something that, you know, I've thought about for a while now. It was a long process of figuring out where I wanted to go to school, but yeah, it feels amazing that I'm finally just done with that. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to going to school here in August.
Yeah. Well, you told me during wrestling season that you wanted to wait till after wrestling season. So what was the process like, even though you had visited a few schools before then, what was the process like once you finally got into it?
Yeah. So, you know, it was a long journey, and it was really hard figuring out where I wanted to go to school. And my biggest thing was just figuring out where I could actually see myself. You know, a lot of people are just, I feel like, kind of in a hurry to pick a school. And I really wasn't. I just really weighed out my options. And the biggest thing I was looking forward to, like, in a school was the coaching. That's like a big thing to me. And so, you know, I finally felt like I figured that out at Oklahoma State.
What did you like about the Oklahoma State coaches?
I just feel like I could really, you know, click with them, and I feel like they can really improve my wrestling. I don't know. I attended a practice, and I really liked the stuff they were going over, and it just kind of fits my wrestling style, and I just believe they're going to advance my wrestling.
What were some of your other options?
I went on a visit. I went on quite a visit, quite a few visits, actually. I went to Grand Valley in Michigan, McKendree, Aurora, Simpson. I talked to Iowa. I talked to Colorado Mesa. But, yep.
So, I mean, a lot of small schools in there, not as many big schools. What did Oklahoma State tell you that what they liked about you?
Can you repeat that? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I was just asking, what did Oklahoma State tell you what they liked about you that made them give you an offer?
Like, when I just had conversations with them, they just, you know, thought I could be a great addition to their team. You know, with all my accolades, and I don't know, just everything, they just seemed good, and we were all just on the same page.
Very good. What else did you like about the school besides just the coaches and the wrestling program? Take me through what you like about the campus, academics, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I really like just the culture of Oklahoma State too. I have a lot of family down there, and so it just kind of more felt like home. You know, I went down there twice. I went on two different visits. I went the first time by myself with my family, and then the second time I ended up actually going with another wrestler, Gigi Bragg. She's from Michigan. But it just felt right when I went down there. The campus was nice. The wrestling room was great. And then all the girls on the team were nice as well. So, yeah, it just kind of felt like home.
Awesome. What do you feel like you need to do to now prepare yourself for major college wrestling?
Yeah, this doesn't really have anything to do with wrestling, but, like, I've just been telling myself every day, you know, that, like, I'm going to leave in August, and you're just not going to be home anymore. Like, you have to prepare yourself to leave. And so, you know, I know college is going to be hard, especially your freshman year. You know, you're not under your parents' roof anymore, and you're just kind of on your own. So I've just been preparing myself for that, but I'm really excited for that. I'm excited, you know, for new wrestling, new everything. And then with the wrestling side of it, just, you know, telling myself that, I truly believe I'm going to get a lot better there. And so I just tell myself things like that.
You've been on the top of the mountain in high school. What do you feel like it's going to be like to be a rookie again?
Yeah. You know, college is going to be hard. It's going to be a big adjustment, and, I'm just going to keep doing the same things I have, you know, work hard in the wrestling room. You know, it's going to pay off eventually, but, mainly just staying focused and working hard, and then, you know, you prove yourself over time.
It looks like that the program started in 2022. How how fast have you seen the cowgirl program grow there at Oklahoma State?
Yeah, I feel like it's grown a ton. I give a lot of credit to my coach, my new coach there, Isaac. He, I know he's been a big part of that, and he's helped speed up the process with things. And so, you know, it's cool to see big things like that. They just had a girl go to World Team Trials, and she got fourth. And so, you know, I just know that they're all trying, and yeah.
So what's the family been like in this decision process?
They've been huge, especially my mom. She's been working with me a ton, you know, kind of just staying on me about finding a college. It was something I kept kind of putting off, especially right after season. It was just like, it was a long, stressful process. And so she just was, you know, kind of staying on me and helping me and weighing my options out. And then obviously my family's going to support me no matter what. And they're great about that. And so, their opinions on things also mattered. So yeah, they've been a huge part of my journey with finding the college.
What about a major? Have you decided on that yet?
I haven't yet. I obviously want to be a part of wrestling, kind of like coach eventually, or I don't know what I want to do, but like major wise, I really have no idea.
Well, you got plenty of time to figure that out. I'm sure you'll figure something out. Like what are your, some of you say coaching? What are some of your classes and subjects that you like the most that maybe you could potentially pursue?
Yeah, I really like I've thought about teaching, being a teacher. You know, I like being around people, and then if I was a teacher, I could be a coach somewhere, maybe at a high school. But yeah, I thought about teaching. Other than that, I really don't know. I'm planning on just figuring it out as I go, and yeah.
Okay. One of these days, maybe you come back to Iowa and I'll be talking to you about your team.
Yeah.
Your wrestling team.
Yep.
What's one of the things you're most looking forward to in terms of going to college?
Something that I'm so excited for is to just, you know, have like a new start. It's all new people. You know, I don't know anyone. I'm just kind of going, and I'm really excited just for the wrestling part of it too. High school is great, and it was a fun long journey, but I feel like college is just like a whole new chapter, and yeah, I'm just excited for new team, meet new people, and yeah, I'd basically just say that.
Very good. Well, Molly, good to talk to you again. You gave me a reason to follow Oklahoma State wrestling, and
go Pokes.
go Pokes. And we will be following your career with earnest as you go down to Oklahoma. Best of luck, and thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Molly Allen, senior at Riverside, who's heading to Oklahoma State to wrestle with us here on KSOM.